Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kerry speaking. Yep. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh dear. Okay. What I can do, we haven't had anyone bring in a little bantam here into the practice, but I'll take down all your details just in case someone does or gives us a call. Now, did this little one have a name or anything? Ah, beautiful. Okay. Yeah. Oh, if you like, yeah. Sure. Okay. She didn't have any leg band or anything like that on. Yeah, no, we definitely do. We do have to do a health check first before we can place a microchip, just because we do have to do an anesthetic. But yeah, we can definitely, yeah, it gets implanted into the pectoral muscle of the bird instead of just under the skin and the back of the neck like a dog or a cat. Yeah, just because they preen and they'll be able to feel the capsule and they'd break it. So yeah, so we actually implant it under a short anesthetic. Ah. Yeah, it's still the same type of microchip that you use for dogs and cats, but it's called a mini microchip, and it's also nationwide database it's registered to, so not just Queensland. Like, I'll grab. Whereabouts did it go missing? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yep. Yeah, certainly. What's your name? Certainly. And we can give these out if someone says they've found a chicken matching this description. Yep. Yep. Yeah. So just give the other vet surgery, so Peninsula Vet Surgery, a call, and possibly Scarborough or Clontarf. Like, people take them to their regular vets, but if it comes in here, we'll definitely give you a call if someone gives us matching. Yeah, but also just post it on the Redcliffe Facebook pages as well. A lot of people get responses on those if they're not on and like go to the vets or anything like that. Also, but yeah, when she returns, if she does, just give us a call and we'll update our details as well. Not a problem. Okay, all the best. Okay, bye-bye.